Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this morning as I was preparing for the show, I go to a couple of different websites, and one of them is foxnews.com. And one of the things you can click on is entertainment. I went to the entertainment section, and I see this picture of this beautiful girl. I'm going, hey, this brings back memories of the past. Rhonda Shear is the focus of the story about a Playboy model. Rhonda Shear claims that Henry Winkler hurt her sitcom career. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. So what did he do? What did the Fonz do to you? It's not too late for me to try to do something about this.
Can you get him online, please? Okay, so what happened is, I just love that they've made this a new story. I love Fox News. Anyway, I did many Happy Days episodes back in the day, in the height of Happy Days. And when I first moved to Los Angeles, so I was very young, 23, 24, and it got to the point where they were casting me so much they wouldn't even call me in to read or audition. They would just call me. And they were smaller parts, a few lines, a lot of girlfriend parts of the Fonz. Well, in this one episode, they called me in. I didn't even have to read. They said, listen, this one, you have a couple lines, and basically you're hanging on to the Fonz the whole show. You're his new girlfriend. But there really wasn't, you're making out with him, you're kissing. It was not as substantial, but the fact that they were using me a lot was fabulous because I was getting a great rapport with Gary Marshall and Jerry Paris, and they produced Mark and Mindy and Laverne and Shirley, and they were trusting me, and it was just becoming awesome. Okay. The same week, as a young budding actress, I get cast in a Church's Bride chicken commercial. And when you're young, you know, getting a national commercial, it pays your bills because you get residuals, get major residuals on a national commercial. And that was taping on a Thursday, and Happy Days was taping on a Friday. Well, Happy Days or any of those shows that are sitcoms, they're five-day work weeks. You go in, you block the show, blah, 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 and then the last day you tape. Anyway, I'd been there all 3 days. I asked Jerry Paris and Gary Marshall and the casting director and every single person on the set. I didn't ask them. I told them. I said, I got this commercial. What do you think? Do you think there's any way? Part of the rehearsal, because I knew the part. I had worked with Henry so many times and still film on Friday. They said, absolutely, 100% you can do this. We know you. The part is easy. You've already blocked it. We'll just see you on Friday at 6 a.m. So I get to the set at 6 a.m. on a Friday, and I go to my dressing room, which had been allotted to me earlier in the week, and my name wasn't on the door, but somebody else's name was on the door. And I'm looking around, and there's no one. Everyone's looking sheepish, and I finally get a stage director, and I said, what happened? And they said, well, I think you should go speak to Henry in his dressing room. So I go knock on Henry Winkler's dressing room door. He opens it. I walk in. He sits me down, and he says, listen, are you a serious actress? And I said, yes. He said, then why weren't you here? And then I told him, I said, because I got this commercial and I was approved by every single person. He goes, but I didn't approve it. And I said, well, I'm so sorry. I thought if I spoke to everybody in the Gary Marshall, I mean, the Gary Marshall, I thought it'd be okay. He said, well, let me just tell you a story, young lady. This happened to me in college and something similar. And I was let go from the play, and I'm doing the same thing to you to teach you a lesson that if you get an acting part, it doesn't matter if you get a commercial. And I'm crying. I'm young, and I'm crying, and I'm like, but this is my rent. And anyway, I just think that he paid – it was way too far punishment. It would have been fine if he would have had that lecture with me and given me the lecture and said, this time, okay, you know, if he felt like he needed to give me that lecture, then fine, but – hey, you're still in the part, but don't ever do this again. But what he did was he literally got me blackballed from every single show for another 10 years. Now, the casting director didn't even call me for 10 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've told the story many times through the years because people always say, Henry's so nice. I go, he wasn't so nice, and he was very big-headed, and he didn't have to do that, and he didn't have to slap me that hard, and, you know, and I still don't really necessarily believe what he said was true, you know, that if I, you know, a serious part, the part was, yes, it was a serious part that you're cast in a network television show, but everybody felt secure that I had worked with him so many times and knew him so well. I mean, they were all like becoming really good friends. I knew Donnie Most. I knew everybody really. I mean, Scott Baio. All of us had become friends. So it was just, in my opinion, it was just too hard a punishment for what he considered the crime. And anyway, Fox News got a kick out of that story from the book and printed it and also did video on it today. I had to kind of giggle about it because they actually got in touch with Henry. And Henry, as you saw, denied. Well, he didn't deny it. He said he didn't remember it, but he didn't have the authority to do that, which is what he is saying is he denied remembering it, which is a lie.
Well, that's what.
So he went and had, of course, he went to Gary Marshall and said, pull her off the show, because back then those stars had the power. He had major power to get what he wanted.
Well, you know, that's what he said about this is exactly what Jeff Sessions and others say when they go to Capitol Hill. I don't remember. I just
right.
I don't remember. You know, but you would think that the executive producer, Gary Marshall, and Jerry Paris, the director, you would think that they would not have listened to the Fonz, but I guess that's how powerful he was in the day.
Oh, yes. Yes. What's his name that did Chips? I'm blanking on his name right now. He kind of pulled the same thing. The star. What's his name? I'm blanking of the star of on Chips right now. It'll come to mind, and if you can't think of it. But anyway, something similar happened on an episode that I was cast in, Eric Estrada. I mean, it wasn't the same, but it was kind of the same. So it's actually in my book, I think. But
so
Eric,
this had nothing to do with the fact that the Fonz wanted to be, you know, closer to you than you wanted to be with him, and he was taking this out on you.
You know what? Probably so. But, you know, Eric, I'm saying the power of the stars back then was intense because I was on a set with Eric Estrada, and I had a really nice-sized role, and he got on the megaphone, and we were on a barge. There was like 100 people on a barge that were filming. It was the first day of shooting the new series, and he said, you all better do this and this right. I am the star of this show, or you're all fired. And he was aiming that at the director and everyone. And I was shocked. I was shocked that, you know, that a star would do this. He wasn't a producer or a director. It was just weird. Out of nowhere, he did that. So, yeah, I do think back in the days, those guys did have, I mean, he was that was the number one show on the air. So, yeah, he had the power.
Yeah, our show is sounding a little like Access Hollywood, but I just wanted to clear this up because I saw this on the front page of the Fox News website, let's call Rhonda and find out what happened there. But, you know, you've gone on and you've just done so well with your life that, you know, the things that we look back on that we thought were terrible things that happened to us, and I can think back on things in my life, if it led us to where we are, then they were all good.
Right, you know, and I do believe that. You know, looking back, yes, did I feel like it kind of hurt at the time? Yes, but I mean, that's why I actually got a little bit of a kick out over the fact that it was picked up. But I also think it was picked up because of the whole relevance of what's going on in Hollywood right now and people pointing fingers. I consider this a bullying episode.
And Rhonda's book is up all night, and you can pick that up at a bookstore or at Amazon.com. Rhonda, thanks for spending time with us. Love you, girl.
Thank you, Scoot. More time to come with you.
All right. Bye. If you're on hold, hang on. We've got some calls from the last hour. We're talking about President Trump and Pocahontas. And then I want to start talking about the words and phrases that you and I are sick and tired of hearing because, well, at the end of the day, they're used too much. And that was a text I just got. Tired of hearing at the end of the day. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.